Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, 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 welcome back, Cooling Out.
Kev.
I am Rel. We are back with another.
Oof. Feels like we recorded the last one a month ago.
When was that? It feels so long ago.
Apparently it was last Wednesday out in Austin.
Nah, couldn't have been. I put the equipment in my backpack today.
Yeah.
It felt so different. I was like, this shit is heavy.
I don't know if it's because so much happened. It really feels like they came on like a month ago.
It was Wednesday, then it was over a week ago because... We late.
Yeah.
Well, we had to be late. Mm-hmm. So we dropping this Thursday night, guys. But we did it for a reason. So you guys know NBA trade deadline was today at 3 p.m.
Never knew what could happen.
Listen, we ain't want to miss any details or, you know.
Drop yesterday. AD get traded today.
Come on, imagine we dropped the episode. No, imagine we would have dropped it today. We would record it yesterday, Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
AD got traded today.
Episode age like milk.
It would have been nothing.
Nothing.
I'm like, why are we listening to this? Oh, these niggas, they talking about AD? It would have cut it off. You know we got the stats. Show how long y'all niggas be listening.
Mm-hmm.
They would have cut it off at 3. Oh, nah, I ain't hear nothing about AD.
Yeah, the Kunai analytics. Yeah.
Nah, we ain't fucking with them. But nah, we got to start there, man.
Yeah.
We got to start there.
What's y'all up? See the text exchange between me and
like, bruh.
You thought I live in LA. You thought I live in LA, man.
We were fighting for that shit so bad. Go ahead.
It's the amount of good energy I'm trying to send Braun Way. Now you go, you start.
I'm actually at a loss for words. Dell.
We looking for you.
Uncle Dell. That nigga pulled his belt out and said, what? Y'all ain't about to boss me around.
All right. Herman said it's a no-fly zone in LA.
You see AD talking about he going to play for the rest of the year?
It'd be a shame if something happened to him. It'd be a damn shame.
Ice Cube slide across.
Something happened to the asset, but yo, hey. Such a weird situation.
This nigga, Dell, his only counteroffer was 4 first-round picks.
He wanted them to be the Nets. Destroyer. Yeah, I've read so many different things. Now I'm reading that they were never going to do a deal, that they just put this out in the media to spite the Lakers because they were mad about how Rich Paul, LeBron, Clutch Sports handled this whole thing.
How'd they handle it? Supposedly in the summer, this past summer, AD said he wasn't going to sign long term. You forced his hand.
I guess it's the public component, but I agree. I think you forced his hand.
Hmm.
And I'm going to start, you know, get this out the way. LeBron Raymond James, glorious boy. We want to see him win.
December 30th, 1984?
I believe that's what
that was the date the King was born. Go ahead, though. I don't know for a fact. I just
an estimate, give or take.
Just an estimate, December 30th, 1984. That'll make him 34 years old today.
Bias aside,
mm-hmm.
Lonzo Ball, Ingram, Kuzma, Hart, Zubaz. Two first-round picks?
Yeah.
Am I missing anything? One vet?
And one second.
And 1 second. And take back Solomon Hill. On paper, I mean, I don't know if you're going to get a deal. If this hypothetical Celtics trade that we saw, if they mm-hmm. really offer that in the summer,
mm-hmm.
then okay. I will concede that point. If they really give up, what do we see? Tatum.
Horford,
Smart. One more player. I think it was either, not Rozier. One of them. Some other player and 3 first-round picks.
Jaylen Brown?
I don't think it was Brown. Mm. And that's another thing. You got to give me both of them.
Yeah, facts.
I need Tatum and Brown. Mm-hmm. If it's that, okay. Do I believe it's going to be that? No. Not at all. Because one, I don't think Kyrie's staying. Mm-mm. Like when he said it back in September, I was look. I just smirked.
Keywords were if you have me.
If you have me. I'm like, okay. All right. I've lied to myself in, you know, a time or two. All right, cool. This will be entertaining. Yeah, they're the competition. This will be entertaining. But now, he going to do what's best for him? Come on now.
Don't no. When he said, get back to me July 1st, first, mm-hmm. disrespectful. If I'm Danny, I'm in the office like, what? Danny Ainge is the GM for the Boston Celtics, for those who don't know.
So then, when he leaves, you still going to go all out just to have AD in the Eastern Conference to go up against, what, the Philly Big Four? All Big Three.
That one, yeah.
The Bucks, now they reloaded.
Ugh, great trade.
Raptors going to be gone because, you know, Kawhi leaving. Kawhi we could get leaving. To that. He gone, but.
They got Marc Gasol now, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, they could have just offloaded Lowry too and got Conley. I would have really liked. Because I seen this movie. Mm-hmm. I read this book. I seen the story.
You got an aging Gasol and Mark Lowry. Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
That ain't going to be a good look for them. They might finish sixth in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still got Siakam and them boys, so fifth.
But what do you think of all this? Like,
I feel like Dell Demps is going to end up having to run back to the Lakers.
Oh, the day that report come out.
I don't think there's going to be as many suitors in the summertime as he thinks. Because especially now that Anthony Davis and Rich Paul and Clutch Group and Clutch Sports and them mm-hmm. have already let it be known, he only wants to play in L.A. long term. Like, this is what it's going to be.
It's clear.
L.A. and then he says some other random spots like the Clippers.
Well, we don't collude in the public. Yeah, that's why.
The Clippers, the Knicks, and the Bucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, the Clippers are a viable option in the summertime, but what are they? They don't really have anything to trade. That's the issue. He's under contract.
Wonder if AD knew that when he put him on his list.
Oh, he knew this about everyone. The Knicks have nothing to trade.
You want to come to the Lakers.
The Bucks have nothing to trade. The Clippers have nothing to trade. Yeah.
It's no coincidence that the Celtics, who cannot trade for him right now, until the summer, it's no coincidence that he asks for this trade.
Of course. And his father came out adamantly, Celtics are traitors. My son would never play in Boston.
Where he got that.
You got to have other people do the dirty work for you. You can't do it all. You got to have it come from different sources.
We don't collude.
But yeah, if you're telling people like openly, I'm 100% not staying here. Paul George, the only weirdo that got traded to the smallest market in the NBA and enjoys it. That's a real friendship him and Russ got.
Should be in LA.
Oklahoma City Thunder?
I don't want to talk. He's the best player on his team, though. You know, he shut me up. He's the best player on that team. So that's his team.
Oh, Paul George, that is his team.
That's his
team. That's another story for another day. That is his team.
So you know what?
That is
you
his
win
team.
That, Paul. I did not see this coming.
But Anthony Davis, though.
He don't want to go to Boston.
That trademark is gonna be smaller than Dell Demps thinks. And I think
I don't believe Ainge.
Dell Demps is gonna end up having to agree to a worse deal than what was offered originally, and he's gonna end up getting fired for it.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get fired regardless.
He's in a lose-lose.
Yeah.
He's telling you he wants to leave. But so this is my thing also. He's saying you want to leave, right? Say they did take the trade that the Lakers offered them. How would that even work out? You letting go of two players on your team and you about to take on five?
I do not know.
People getting waived. There would have to be a third team added into that. That's too many players on that roster.
That's another thing. I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. And you got to really believe Tatum is like head and shoulders. Last season, great rookie season.
Oh, yeah.
This year, he's regressed a bit.
Yep.
If you do like the head-to-head between him and who's the best player? Ingram, not that far off, even though he's better. You do a head-to-head between
probably
Ball
Kuzma
and
is probably
and
the
Brown.
One that's closest to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, if you were like ranking, you were taking him on like a playground, mm-hmm. Tatum goes first, but then like a Laker or two after. No?
Wait, from the Celtics squad?
You're drafting between the Lakers and the Celtics young players.
The young players?
Yeah. You take Tatum first.
Yeah.
Then?
Ooh, probably Jaylen Brown still.
Over Ingram, Ball,
and Kuzma. That's tough. Probably Kuzma, but Jaylen Brown and Kuzma are like close. They're so close to me.
That's the thing.
And then you get to the Brandon Ingrams.
Yeah, I just don't believe
that. I'll even take Marcus Smart before I get to Lonzo Ball. I don't know what they see in him. I don't think he's that good, man.
Yeah,
he don't have the motor. I don't get it. His father, bruh. We gotta get on him today.
Delusional.
That boy is delusional. Lonzo gonna fuck around and end up being a restricted free agent in a couple of years.
I'm shocked he made it past the he made it past the deadline. Especially after his dad, he called everybody out.
Everyone. How do you go back in that locker room?
Luke, LeBron, Magic.
But it's also like, who wants that though? So I'm really not surprised. What team's gonna want to take that on and have to deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta trade him to a real small market where if he speaks, no one hears, no one listens. Because if you think about it, say they live in like a Oklahoma City or nah, that's too big because they good. Sorry,
that's go to Phoenix.
That's
what he want.
That's too close to LA. I'm trying to think of like the prime market where he would be silent. Denver's good right now. They were in Utah, for example, even though Utah's good.
Oh, my God.
Nobody would give a damn about what LeVar Ball is saying.
They would never take him.
No, I'm saying, but no one would give a damn about what LeVar Ball is saying. They were in Sacramento. Like, those kind of, like, offbeat cities, no one would give a damn about what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's in L.A., you got the largest market. You got all these radio shows that people check in for. So, he talks his talk. But Lonzo got to be the one ultimately to back that up.
Which he's not.
No, not at all.
Which he's not. What do you think the Lakers, what do you think happens to them the rest of the season?
If Bron does what Bron does, then they'll finish fourth, fifth.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is the smart thing for them to do, shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it down, Bron. You good for the rest of the year. Low management. What is he playing for?
I guess the playoffs.
To get kicked out in the second round? Possibly the first with this squad. These niggas traded for Mike Muscala.
Reggie Bullock.
And Reggie Bullock. Let me not forget that, beloved. Reggie Bullock.
Melo coming.
But they hit it with the breaking news as if this was some. I looked down. I said, whoa, you disrespectful as fuck.
Heartbreaking, bro.
Lakers traded for Reggie Bullock. I said, who?
Him and Giannis doing the fantasy draft. That's the closest. Bruh. Ron gonna come to some real talent.
And then Giannis got Nikola Mirotic today, which is that was probably one of the best trades.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is about to have so much space to operate in now. And they're first in the East right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have the best record in the league overall.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have home court, yeah.
Yeah.
Through the finals.
They chilling. They like, oh, cool. We not coasting. Get Nikola Mirotic, who can average 17, easy, shoot from anywhere.
It's my MVP.
And he on your squad? Who? Your fantasy squad?
Giannis?
Oh, I think he's talking about
Mirotic. Oh, no.
Oh.
Giannis, I don't know where he dwells.
I know Giannis your MVP. Stat stuffer. But, yeah, what else happened? Got the 76ers.
Move before you
get the Lakers. Yeah,
but
go ahead.
Do you think they make the playoffs?
They if LeBron plays, then yes, because I have the utmost faith in him.
Who they play tonight? Oh, Boston.
Boston.
Okay,
they're a very dysfunctional fucking team. Though, let me check that goddamn record. Let me see.
Yeah, it could go one of two ways. Mm. I think that he'll get them to the playoffs
because he's LeBron. Losing 20-26.
Okay, all right, that could have been way worse.
Yeah, they're 10th in the West right now, though.
It depends how his teammates react. If they like regroup and rally, they can get there. They were fourth before he went down.
They can get where?
To the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
And back into the middle of the pack.
All right, gotcha.
As long as they,
I don't know what I thought if you they were can talking about.
If they avoid the Warriors, like I still, it's Bron. So they could get as far as the Western Conference Finals. It don't look like it because I don't think his teammates really want to play with him anymore.
The future look bleak. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I got him in my portfolio, guy.
You know what's the scariest part about this, though?
I'm worried for Bron.
I'm like, honestly, like a true fear is that he won't even get anyone in the summertime.
I That's my other question. Do you think, what do you think happens to AD?
This summer, 2019?
Do you think he gets traded this summer? I do.
Ultimately, yes, I do.
Do you think, where do you think he goes?
So many factors. Kyrie's not staying, so he's definitely not going to Boston. I think Dell Demps is going to be spiteful and trade him anywhere except for the Lakers.
I still think he goes to Boston. I don't know why anyone would, if you have the first pick, and you have Zion, who's in the running right now? The Bulls, the Cavs, and Knicks. The Knicks.
All with 14% apiece.
Only one team would do that, would trade him, which would be the Knicks.
If we get, you know.
And that's dependent on who else is on the roster.
Yeah.
But hey, and who knows?
Question, quick side, got side all question, this money. Side note. If we did get KD and Kyrie, right? Say we signed them, they locked up, right? Would you trade
them? I couldn't get on the phone fast enough with Dell.
No, obviously. So you would trade
oh, yeah. them pick for fade. Sir, what?
I don't know.
Three Hall of Famers in their prime? In the garden?
No, let me tell you why I wouldn't. Not your gut. Just for luxury tax purposes.
All I don't care out. About Dolan's pockets. This list literally came out yesterday, and Forbes always undervalues a little bit.
$4 billion, the Nick. I know. $4 billion, most valuable.
You worried about Dolan pockets?
I'm not worried about his pockets. I'm worried about filling out the rest of the roster.
We haven't had a good, we've had like one good team this century. And that was like the
2011-2012 when Melo, J.R. Smith.
And they lost to the Pay.
That's another story. Come on, another man. Day. Yeah. Talk about that.
In an instant, you go all in. It's not even all in. 80's 25. Katie's what, 28,
29? He 30.
Ooh. I'm kidding. Of course you take him. How was Kyrie? Crazy?
I didn't know he was like, damn.
He durable, though. He durable.
He just treated him like he was 45.
Ooh. NBA. NBA, yes. Oh, in a heartbeat, I'm trading. He's a proven generational talent. Mm-hmm. Even if Zion gets there, it wouldn't be for years. And he's only 25. That's the thing. Like, they ain't gonna be. If I'm not even. I'm not even gonna get in this hypothetical. I'm not even.
I just wanna know.
That would be the only reason I would.
Okay. Only for AD.
Yeah.
Who else? AD's the only one in that situation, right? Where he's locked up to 2020. That 2020 class is weak.
That's another. Yeah. That's why I'm worried for Bron. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think that Kyrie leaves. I think that
Kawhi's definitely leaving.
He's definitely going to LA. It feels.
Looks like he went to the Clippers.
Though. That's what I keep reading, but. It's Kawhi. I know he definitely wants to go to LA. He just bought a house.
$13 million
Raptors fans accepted. Now he's gone. He's gone. This one is
spending $13.3 million for a house. I only see 2 months.
People think we stay. He's gone. Kyrie's gone. KD.
I think if they win the championship, he's gone.
KD.
If they win, what's the point of staying?
I mean, there's no better basketball situation though. Depends what you want.
But he cares what people think about him.
That's clear.
If they just dominate nonstop, people are always going to have an asterisk next to it. Like, yo, yeah, you won, but look what you had to do to win.
Where would he go?
Remember he already thought that him with it last year or the year before last
2017.
People would think that he was better than LeBron.
He needed to fire his advisor.
I'm like.
His logic was people think I'm the best and all I needed is a ring to prove I'm better than LeBron. And so I'll go to the best regular season.
Yeah, no.
All time.
No. And I think that he's aware of it now that he has to like prove himself where he's like, I'm the man of a team. Because even if, nah, I mean, AD is nice. KD or AD?
KD.
Okay.
KD, so, come on, no.
So KD, AD, and Kyrie come, then KD's obviously the alpha dog there.
He's alpha dog. No, he's undoubtedly the alpha dog.
And that's...
But, you're spazzing on reporters in the Bay. What you think going to happen when you come to the Big Apple?
Oh, he going to lose his mind. He going to have 18,000 burner accounts. 18,000.
Like, all it takes is one bad game.
Niggas is ruthless here.
He going to be on the back page of the
post. I see why niggas don't win here.
They
just mentally wrecked and exhausted. People love you 1 second, hate you the next.
But he didn't make that. I don't know what he had to do with Porzingis. I don't know what's gonna happen with him in the summer,
bro.
But why are you snitching on yourself?
This nigga with the guilty conscience. Like,
he a different breed.
He ain't even break.
He a different breed.
The guy said, "Oh, was it because he said so?" KD hasn't spoken to the media in a couple of days.
Some I ain't guy, robbed the store.
Some guy in the media just asked a question like, "Why is he spoken to the media?" And he said, "Oh, like, or is it because like you don't want to talk about your impending free agency?"
That's it. His that's impending free agency, not a mention of a team or a player.
Period. KD.
Hold on. Little preface. Little backstory. Apparently, he'd been hiding himself from the media since the Porzingis trade. Continue. And he's usually very available. But since the day of.
Nah, I won't talk to y'all no more.
I'm gonna do a crime with this dude. This guy is great. Go
did
ahead.
He come out. I'm gonna do the trade with Porzingis. I don't talk to the Knicks. I don't know no one at the Knicks. Like what?
Who's advising you?
Guilty ass, bro. No one even said.
He didn't type the cops come around. No, I wasn't around at the store on that specific day.
He can start snitching on himself for no reason. Nah, I wasn't there when they robbed that bank. They're like, sir, all we did was ask you to see your ID. This nigga is crazy. This nigga really is crazy. He really just was like, I ain't talk to the one at the Knicks. I don't got nothing to do with the Porzingis trade. If I was, I'd have been like,
you good today, Cam?
Who asked you this? I was like, I don't remember asking you none of this, but.
Now I get why Draymond. That's what I be thinking. Apparently the fight they had, mm-hmm. The whole underlining thing between him and Draymond is just like, you're not even gonna be here next year. How does this locker room react? That's what I be thinking. How's the Lakers locker room? How's the Celtics locker room after what Kyrie says? How's the Golden State locker room after all this?
I think it's somewhat like how we treat work. We go to work. It's like, that shit's always in the back of your mind when you have an issue with someone. But you have to smile and be cordial and play with each other.
Yeah, gotta get this ring.
You gotta get this shit taken care of. It's business. But you know who's an underrated free agent?
Who?
Boogie.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't really thinking about him. People ain't talking about him. He's been playing pretty well in his 25 minutes per game. I think Boogie's a very slept on free agent, which may work out in the Lakers' favor.
This is a loaded class.
Because Boogie just out of nowhere became a free agent. He's about to become a free agent. He looking good.
Bron needs somebody, too.
Yeah. And Bron wants to be 35 next year.
This shit depressing. It's
only so long he can do this.
It's depressing.
Where he the main, and only source of offense.
It's dark. I'm still rooting. Who's Magic, LeBron.
You got Clay, Kawhi, Boogie, KD, Kyrie, Kemba.
Kemba, Jimmy Butler.
Tobias Harris. That's everyone that matters.
That's the top eight, I think. I don't believe we're missing anybody.
Everyone else is no one.
Yeah.
I mean, if Bron don't get none of them, that's going to be very telling.
Might as well retire.
Bro, if he don't get... But you see that the... He's lying to himself today.
You got to say what you got to say. We all been there. I can't have it. Fuck it. Didn't really want it anyway.
Like an hour before the trade deadline out, Bron talked about myself. What did he say? Sorry, I sent it to you on IG.
I'm paraphrasing. Pretty much, he has everything he needs. He don't need anything else.
Guess what he said? I'm not forcing trades. There's nothing in this league I haven't accomplished. That's what he said.
Talk your shit, King.
He said, everything I need, I already have. There's nothing else I can get from this.
That's a lie.
This nigga is lying to himself.
You saw his all-star team? Took all the free agents. Took KD. Took
all
Kyrie.
Of them. Kyrie.
Took Clay. Took Kawhi.
We know who's paying for dinner. Rob about to take all these niggas out.
And he took AD. He got all these years free agents.
Giannis made a joke about when he picked KD. He picked AD. He's like, isn't that tampering? And his little French, where is he from? Germany? Greece. And that Greece. My dumbass Greek freak. Was he from Germany? And his little Greek accent, though, isn't the tempering. It was funny, though. I'm like, oh, shit. But
Bron team, side note on paper, Bron team. Look,
bro, Kemba team. Fuck, what's going on? I'm tired. Giannis team is fucking.
I ain't want to say it.
Ass, bro.
I knew when you got laced with Kemba.
His team is ass. Let me get these rosters trash. Up.
I ain't going to lie.
I'm like, nigga, did you even look at this?
Bron outdrafted Steph last year, too, so.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, you know what it is? Bron don't give a fuck. He ruthless. These niggas out here drafting for love. Bron like, nah, this is a business. Team LeBron starters. So I'm going to do starters versus starters and then do the reserves. LeBron starters. KD.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie.
Mm.
Kawhi.
Mm.
James Harden. And Bron. Hold on, let me cut this shit up. I don't know what the fuck going on. That's why niggas don't go nowhere, right? We ain't got no license. YouTube shut the whole shit down. We good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's Bron starters. For reminder, KD, Kyrie, Kawhi, James Harden.
Damn.
This nigga Giannis was on crack.
Who he took? Who was his first pick?
Steph.
That's good.
Joel Embiid.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, Embiid, you're a beast.
Paul George and Kemba Walker.
Well, his side crippled because he got Kemba. He's the weakest starter. That's not his fault.
Nigga, James Harden was still available. Kawhi Leonard was still available.
Yeah.
Let's go through these reserves, though. This is where it get bleak. Bron reserves.
And Giannis got the first pick on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd he take first before you... Actually, who'd he take? Don't tell me he took Middleton.
That's who he took.
You're right, drafting for love. Chris Look, Middleton. I'll see you back in Milwaukee.
That's a fact.
I know your game. We good. Chris,
mid-range Chris. Bron got reserves now. Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson.
I'm not playing with you.
Damian Lillard. Ben Simmons.
Oh, he traded him. Loyalty.
He traded Ben Simmons?
He had Russ, and he traded Giannis, Russ, for Simmons. That's clutch loyalty, though.
That's some clutch
keeping in the
shit.
Family.
Because Bron going to take him out to dinner. That's why. He exactly. Won't be there for that.
We colluded.
Ben Simmons, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Bron took LaMarcus.
Love. All
right, we know. Yeah, go
you
got
to get someone in
it's
there.
It's a little Florida.
Carl Anthony Towns
mm-hmm.
and Bradley Beal. And then he has Dwayne Wade for the special edition.
That's loyalty as well.
This nigga Giannis, Chris Middleton, Nikola Jokic,
okay,
Russell Westbrook, Blake Griffin.
Me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, forget it.
D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, Nikola Vucevic, Kyle Lowry.
Wow, LeBron team is so much better.
And then Dirk as his special edition. LeBron's the team. Go ahead. Go.
Who would I even want? I was going to say Russ, but he had him and he traded him, so he couldn't have had him. Yeah, he did it perfect.
Remember last year, Russ got pissed when he thought he was the last? Now imagine you the old nigga get traded.
Oh, yeah. He going to be tight. Well, he need whatever motivation he can have. Because he trash now.
I ain't never seen a nigga get triple doubles, but if you watch the game, you watch him play.
No shooting splits will make your eyes bleed, beloved.
I'm like, yo, like, bow. Remember when Peyton Manning was playing for the Broncos?
Oh,
like, and then he had 55 touchdowns or 35, something like that, something crazy.
No, there was a sniper in the building.
That next year? Now they be like, pull. This nigga was throwing the wobbly. This nigga was throwing them bagels. Them shits was coming out the fucking out of his arm and shaking like that. That looked like what's going on with Russ.
It's a
he can't shoot. First of all, the mid range used to be his most dependable thing.
He has nothing dependable.
He can't shoot mid range. He's shooting 64% from the free throw line. Career 83%.
What happened?
From the 322%. He never the best, but career 32. He looks like looking like a Robeson out there, like self check. This nigga missing layups. He getting his shit sent all over the place. Mm. I think that he's lost some athleticism, like some like hops. And he's trying to overcompensate. And your
knee scope.
You know, if you're used to like jumping a certain height, you shoot, you release at a certain point. I think he's overcompensating in his arms, like trying to be strong arming and shit, because he's not jumping as high as he used to be. That's why he's being so goddamn strong with his layups and.
Pray for them. It's gonna be sad when he's the scapegoat.
They got Blake. I mean, Blake doing his thing for me in fantasy, but if you ever watch him play,
he's probably the best player on the reserve team. Is he the best player on Giannis? Oh, you're right. I am disrespecting him.
Disrespectful.
That's who I would have wanted. In place of LaMarcus. Yeah. Either of those bigs in place of LaMarcus. Aside from that, a solid A for LeBron Raymond.
This nigga LeBron got a squad.
You know how to put a squad together. Yeah, Giannis, I don't know.
If LeBron ever owns a team, let's hope that this actually reflects in the teams that he like. Because, you know, you see Michael.
Yeah.
Mr. Jordan. This nigga, the Hornets can't get no one.
Hornets. We won't forget. We won't forget.
Oh, and this game's in Charlotte. The All-Star game is.
No, that's why he took. Oh, no. Steph took him first last year, so that's why he took Steph first.
Giannis, yeah, he said he's going to do that.
That's smart, though.
And LeBron don't want Steph.
Yeah. They don't like each other. They really don't like
each other. They try to be cordial.
Yeah.
It's so fake.
It's the dap and you just keep it moving.
Yeah, they really like. They don't have no.
They don't bring it in. Nah.
Nothing. There's no embrace.
Nah.
Nah, you good, little nigga. But yeah, these niggas gonna lose. If Bron team lose.
Let's. With the week he having, though.
Nah, Bron might go out here and show the fuck out.
What are you doing tonight?
Oh, tonight? That's.
And that's I guess to just wrap this up. AD in the summer, and you think he goes to a team other than the Celtics or the Lakers?
Mm-hmm. He currently in 11 minutes got 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, no assists, 2 for 6 from the field.
Are they still losing? Oh, no, 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 no. What? Oh.
Second quarter, these niggas got a dyslexic score. this is like serious dyslexia. 6:43 remaining in the second quarter. Boston 53, Lakers 35.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God.
If this are the rest of the season gonna go, then
53-35 on national TV.
Get mellow. LeBron need a friend in that locker room.
What's my nigga Brandon Ingram? This is depressing. But anyway, yeah, I don't think Anthony Davis is going to end up on the Lakers until 2020, which is going to suck because...
Is he still going to even want to come? It's one of LeBron's last good years.
Yeah.
It feels like a complete waste.
And then also that year, that would be LeBron's last year, and then the next year he has the player option.
All right, we just got to pray for the summer. Pray they get someone.
This nigga Brandon Ingram got 2 points.
Fuck. What if they got Tobias Harris? What if that was a big fish?
I mean, we'd have to take it. If that was the best but that would be so telling.
That would really be tough.
Wait, before we wrap up though, about the NBA talk, Tobias Harris got traded to the 76ers.
Oh yeah, got it. Yeah,
creating a some saying big four. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say big three and a half.
Three and a half. I've heard the. Yeah.
That's a 3.5.
I'm like, y'all getting cute with that.
That's real cute. But yeah, a nice 3.5 piece.
Big 3.5. Golden State got something like that too.
Tobias is nice, but he ain't a big four.
Yeah,
come on now, beloved. But then again, no. If you can count Draymond Green in a big four, no, he's not even included in that. Well, he was.
He was, but
now
he's starting to play better. But yeah. if we count the season as a whole, they got a big 3.5. Even Klay, you're lucky you snuck in with that All-Star.
Facts. He almost didn't make it.
We saw you the first couple months.
That nigga forgot how to shoot, too.
There's some shaky All-Star resumes in there. Westbrook.
Who would Klay. You take out, though? There's not many other people that
Rudy Gobert should have been there.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
But he should have been there. The French. I get the tears. He should have been there. I get the tears. I get the tears. He should have been there.
Who else got snubbed? Just him? That was a big snub because D-Lo got snubbed, but then he got in.
Blatant?
Who?
No, I'm saying a blatant snub. I don't know. You could have maybe argued Jimmy Butler, but it's clear like coaches and stuff are punishing him. Yeah, they hate his behavior, so.
Jimmy Butler.
Your boy.
Yeah, he should have been in there.
They hate how he acts.
I would have taken him over D'Angelo Russell.
Said he's a dick.
He is.
But he better than D'Angelo. I agree.
Come on.
I agree,
Russell,
man.
With these damn shooting splits. All right. What else do we have on the topic today?
Who's the best team in the East now?
Now? Mm-hmm. Still the Bucks. Nah.
Who do you think is going to go to the finals?
I'm tripping Toronto.
You got Toronto going to the finals?
Yeah. Because now you have... They're like... Pause, but they're deep. And everyone on our team is long. Mm-hmm. Except for Marc Gasol. He's not really it. But he can still put up 17 and 12. It's just starting center. You still got Serge Ibaka. You got Kawhi. You got Siakam. What's that other kid? Ananobi.
Mm-hmm. OG.
Lowry, as much as we talk shit about him, he's still a decent point guard in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Danny Green.
Oh, damn, yeah.
They got Norman Powell, who's pretty decent, a good lockdown defender. They're pretty deep.
Like, rank them 1-4.
Ooh. I'm going to give Bucks the go just because Giannis is playing out his mind. Mm-hmm. Bucks, Toronto, Boston, and 76ers.
You still got the 76ers
fourth. Yeah, because I watched them play. They don't play well together.
They don't.
And I don't think adding
That's the concern.
I don't think adding another all-star or a star is gonna make the ball move any better. Like, it's going to keep... And especially a star that just came from a situation where he was the focal point of the offense. So you have to break him out of the habit of the ball sticking with him. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler likes the ball to stick with him. And B, damn sure likes the ball to stick with him. And you got Ben Simmons also who can't shoot. So...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to see how these new additions.
They said they're going to keep them all. I think Jimmy Butler leaves, though.
I do, too.
But I don't see him going to LeBron, though, so.
Yeah, I don't know if we won. Then again, desperate times.
He's a dick. LeBron and Jimmy Butler? That's what we got to look
nasty to think about. legit.
Now we get Bron, Jimmy Butler, and Boogie.
He gonna become. Oh my god, the headaches.
The text that.
Somebody yo, fighting.
Bro, Bron will order, you know, those sub tweets.
Oh, little, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll be so many of them.
And they shooting right back at him in the public, though.
Oh, of course.
God, these last couple of years, they looking like a nightmare.
Bron going out like this?
We'll see come July.
He should did the 1-1 like he always does.
He put his faith in Irvin and Rob.
He crazy as fuck. We'll see. What else we got on the lineup tonight?
Yeah, a lot happened. I don't
know. Where you want to start? We're going to start with the boy Liam?
Oh, yeah.
This nigga crazy.
Yeah, the more details I read.
First of all, oh, my God. Let me tell the story first, so then I can go in with my analysis. Mm-hmm. So Liam Neeson's dropping a new movie called Cold Pursuit. And essentially in the movie, his son dies after a heroin overdose, and he goes after the drug dealers to kill him to revenge his son. He's doing an interview with forget the name of the newspaper, but some British newspaper online. He's doing an online interview, and he's saying that he can relate to his character and from the movie because he remembers a time in his personal life when someone in his family was raped. It's funny. I have to laugh because it's like so ignorant. Someone in his family was raped, and his reaction was his first question: what color were they?
Think you on set?
His man, first this reaction is a movie. Was, bro, it's not. It's funny, but like it's sad. But it's like
this is insane.
I have to laugh at it because it's like, yo,
this is crazy. No, go ahead.
So he says, what color were they? She says, black. This nigga said, he walked outside. Was it a coat iron or something like that?
Was it a crowbar?
Crowbar. A crowbar for a week, going to a black neighborhood, hoping that a black bastard would mess with him so that he could have a reason to kill a black person. He walked around for a week looking for a black person to kill as revenge for somebody in his family being raped by a black man. I don't know why that story need to come out now.
That's why like, I sent
now,
it to
now
you.
Now all of a sudden your character resonates. This is the same character you always play, nigga. What are you talking about? What do you think Taken's about? Taken's about some, you getting revenge on someone. Every movie he's in, for the most part, has the same plot. The same. Your characters are all the same. But now this Cold Pursuit really hit you. And it made you think back to that one time.
This is when honesty, we don't need this level of honesty. That was my first, it was just like, you know what, some things you should just keep.
Yeah, bro, this wasn't the one.
This was not the one. Your logic doesn't.
It just doesn't connect. It Wait, doesn't. What? You, first of all.
The crime is heinous. Of but course. You want to take out the entire race?
But no, the crime is heinous, not, oh my God, how are you? What color were they?
That's another thing. There's so much.
This is what he said. I'm just what he said. His first question to his family member, what color were they?
That is wild. That's wild. You look crazy in the light.
You sound crazy as fuck.
Are you okay?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that could have. There's a lot of things,
things got to come before I find out.
And you
out
can't
about
be like, what color are they? Give me a description of the person. Like, damn, this nigga just went straight in. What color are they?
Yeah, it's like.
Any nigga that would have walked by started with him.
And it's like, bruh.
But it's also.
I don't know his heart. That sounds crazy.
Crazy.
Racist.
Then he had to come out and do all these interviews with Good Morning America. I'm not racist and all this other nonsense. And now they canceled the red carpet event that they're supposed to have here in New York for the movie.
It'd be interesting to see how the movie goes.
Of course.
Performs.
If I'm the CEO of Lionsgate, which is the movie company that financed the film, produced it, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're an idiot. You were riding a good wave of Taken and these Taken-esque movies. You doing this shit, you Taken on a plane.
Bro, he was an action star.
No, yeah.
In the same lane. But nah, this one made me real. This one really resonated with me. I'm sure the interviewer was like, what?
The fact that he want to attack an entire
race, and like, he was looking for it.
Anyone.
He said, "I traveled
black bastard, right?
A black bastard. I traveled to black communities, the neighborhoods.
Bro.
He said he was in the neighborhoods, hoping to
roaming black just, communities. Just hoping. You don't hear how crazy that sounds. We live in New York. People of different races, ethnicities offend every day.
This nigga is
crazy. I don't want to attack the entire life.
That shit made me think, like, yo, I really got to be careful about who I'm talking to and what I say to people. You never know what the fuck someone going through that day. This nigga, you could have bumped him on the subway. He would have spazzed out with a crowbar.
Well, if we going by his words, it don't matter what you did that day.
That's a fact.
If you just in his line of sight, it was on sight.
It was on sight.
You could have been the most upstanding person.
That shit is crazy.
He felt anger, so you want to take it on our entire race.
I think it's how I looked for just anyone, a random black person. A black bastard, his words.
Yeah, there's just some. You see what Michelle Rodriguez, because they both starred together in Widows.
Mm-mm.
You know
who she is, yeah.
He said that he's not racist because of the way he kissed Viola Davis in Widows.
That's what she said?
Yeah, bruh. You could look it up. I saw that's what she said. I saw the headline. I just get alerts on my phone. I'm like, what? This is your support?
That's the evidence you got back at you? Because of how you kissed Viola Davis?
And I saw a screenshot on Twitter, because you know Twitter.
Yeah.
They said the kiss looked like a hate crime. It looked like he wanted to eat her face.
The kiss look like a hate crime.
There's just certain things you gotta just keep to yourself. Because
so
I get he wanted to be honest and transparent.
That ain't the one, beloved.
You don't realize how this is gonna come off.
That sounds so ignorant.
But then again, I guess if it's you be you. I don't know. Bro, I just thought that.
No, that sounds stupid.
It sounds crazy.
That sounds so stupid.
Like, I get it. Like, I was hurt. I was angry.
Yeah.
You want to attack any.
This nigga got to keep his personal thoughts to himself.
What if, like, a black church lady just.
Bro, what was Dave Chappelle? Little skit. Oh, and Keeping It Real goes
wrong.
That...
Yep. This is a prime example.
That's a prime example. What?
So you just want to destroy someone's life?
I think he thought we were going to relate to that.
And what's the range? What, black women? Black children? Just black men?
This nigga Liam crazy. He about to fuck around, lose a whole fan base.
Oof.
Idiot. Yeah.
It's going to take months to repair.
I wasn't going to see that movie anyway, but.
Yeah. Thanks for making it easier.
Yeah, that nigga's crazy. What else do we have on the docket?
You saw, this is from last week. We talked about with Ed and Austin. Jesse, what's his name? Empire actor. What's his name?
Oh, Jesse Smollett. What happened?
Then more details come out that maybe he didn't get jumped.
Oh. I don't know. So I gotta do my research on that.
All right, we could just.
But I will say that when the cops said they didn't see any no footage, and there's a lot of cameras around there.
Mm-hmm.
My gut was telling me that was false, but that was falsified like that. Like, I was like, you really get jumped?
Mm.
But we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I'll read up more about it.
I want to wait and see if any videos do come to light.
I had another one talking with David Yu, who's been on the pod. We're talking about the 6ix9ine and taking a plea deal, right? And we're talking about snitching versus betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your opinion. My point, he said that, do I blame 6ix9ine for snitching because of what his crew did to him? Allegedly, trying to have him killed. Allegedly, sleeping with his baby mother. I said that once you choose a certain life, you got to accept everything that came with the life. Mm-hmm. Is what I said. He said that basically backstabbing and snitching, they're frowned upon and they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. What do you think? I think what he's doing is, I get why he's doing it,
mm-hmm.
but if you see the way snitching is betrayed and just all gang mafia affiliations in general,
mm-hmm.
I just think that you choose a certain life, you gotta know that there are consequences.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You choose a certain life, there's consequences, but mm-hmm. all the extra shit, like, so for example, we're in a gang, and like we're brothers, da 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 da. I get locked up, then fine, boom. You gotta eat. I gotta eat that. I gotta sit down. I gotta do that time. That's where no snitching really comes into play. Mm-hmm. This excess shit where y'all niggas is trying to kill him, but we supposed to be brothers. And you fucking my baby mama, nigga. Where is that? I don't see that in the rule book. Like, I didn't sign up for you to fuck my girl. Nah. Like,
I did not sign up for this. God,
what? This wasn't in the gang initiation handbook.
Tutorial.
Y'all didn't mention that when you gave me my tour. Like,
we fucking, was it on the PowerPoint?
Yeah, put it in the fine print. We will fuck your baby mama upon request. So no, that takes it to another level. Like, you niggas trying to kill me. Like, come on. I mean, I saw that he was gonna snitch. There was way too many charges against him. He was gonna do life. Mm-hmm. I mean, now he might do what, 45?
I don't know.
But even the thing about that life, his I think his fate is already signed and sealed. Someone either gonna get you inside, you get out, you ain't safe out, and then all that money that you made is going to lawyer fees, all that shit. You're gonna come out, you're gonna be
broke. Security, I'm reading.
Security, yep. So you come out, you're gonna be broke. Who gonna watch your back then?
Yeah.
Because if you pay, like, honestly, if you pay, because even he was saying, like, you know, even the gang affiliations, he was basically taking care of all these niggas, he was paying them, basically. If you ain't got no money, you're no use to these niggas anymore. Mm-hmm. And you think that these niggas just gonna forget that you snitched?
That's true. Oh. Things to think about whenever I think I'm having a rough day.
Facts.
God damn.
Live my corporate life.
Amen.
No, nigga. Let me check my portfolio, nigga. I don't like red or blue, nigga. I'm good.
Yeah, give me green.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm cool. That might be something too.
Yeah, you're right.
All these guys.
You're right. God damn.
Nah, we just love on the podcast. But nah, I mean, you choose that life. You gotta be ready for the consequences and the repercussions. But that's some next level shit. Fucking your baby mama. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, tough luck.
Like, wait, what? Is she bragging about this shit? That nigga crying in the cell.
That's in the egg, because you have nothing but time to reflect.
Nothing.
God, tough.
He in there crying. He just see the video playing back and forth in his head. Yeah, I couldn't fuck with that.
Was there anything else?
Nah. Super Bowl, but we already know what happened in that boring shit.
Do you think that was gonna happen?
This would be that boring?
Low scoring? That the Pats were gonna win.
Back in my mind, yeah. Sadly.
I did too. That's the, like, thing. I was like,
I wanted it so badly, but
I thought they'd get pressure, but I just thought ultimately Brady will figure out a way. I did not see 13-3.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't gonna happen. Especially when, like, the closer it got to the fourth quarter and the score was still tied.
It's like, Brady's gone.
I was like, he's going to do something eventually. Yeah. And he did.
It's like, oh, golf. Okay, this is just you for tonight. All right. You're going to be like golf this for the rest of the night. It's like, Brady, he gonna find a way.
He going to figure
he gonna
it out.
He's going to get one drive together at least.
And he did.
God. Thank God we didn't leave our house for that.
Thank God I ain't pay any. I didn't, like, bet anyone on that.
Amen.
That would have been a stressful time. But all right, man. I think we
tackled
it all. Sorry for the late app, but had to get all that NBA trade deadline talk out the way. Didn't want to miss anything for you guys. As always, make sure you guys rate.
Oh, and shouts to a fun weekend. Just want
to. Oh, mention. Saturday, phenomenal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to the good. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Keep them coming, 2019.
Facts. As always, guys, make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe, check out the full length episodes and chopped up clips, IGTV, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Keep Bron in your prayers.
Ooh.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.